Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the French national anthem.
That's the French national anthem.
Nick Batum earned this today.
Yeah, he did.
You like this song?
I can't diss nobody's national anthem, man.
I kind of set you up there. No, actually, it's a bad song.
The title of the podcast would have been Hugh destroys the French national anthem.
I can't do that, man. Because who was it? Paolo Banchero already killed the American women, so I can't do that to them.
What did he say?
He said, not my words. Let me say that first. But he just said most women look like NBA YoungBoy. They're too masculine.
Okay, that's a lot.
That's probably not as bad as what Charles Barkley said about San Antonio.
And I hear that one all the time. That's like a meme.
Charles is just bad with some of
his takes. He's got no filter. Zero. That whole inside the NBA is no filter. So by the way, I saw you said you're going to get a Nick Batum jersey?
I said I will get a Nick Batum jersey.
What's the hat? What's the French hat called again?
A beret?
A beret. Yes.
A beret.
If we get one more big
beret, we all, we did the overalls with the Phils, we got to get berets.
If this team goes on a run and Batum plays a big role, I wear a beret.
Me too?
I mean, easily. I will absolutely wear a beret.
No, he's going to have another game where he's going to hit some threes.
He'll hit some threes.
You got to count for him now. You got to count for him now.
I love him.
Because he can shoot you back. He shot you back in the game. So you got to count for him.
He's a winner. I mean, it's what he is.
When he hit, it might have been the third or fourth or whatever. You could see in his face, him. He's like, "Oh yeah,
is he married?
I'm balling out
is
here."
Is Nick Batum married?
Yeah, he is. His wife was tweet. There's a famous meme around why the F is Batum in the game right now from a while ago.
Okay.
And she tweeted the video of him hitting the three, and she's like, "This is why the F Batum is in right now."
Oh, so she's in on it.
Oh yeah.
All day for free last night.
Well, JJ Redick said that, they should.
He
honestly, won the game.
Batum's role here, he may never have to pay for a meal again just because he won that one playoff game. It's kind of talented.
That was phenomenal. That was that was great.
In every sport, you have a role player that might have a moment, right? Like a big hit in baseball, or he comes in for an inning, or in hockey, scores a goal, or whatever, right? In football, the fourth wide receiver might make a catch, or Freddie Mitchell, right? The Freddie Mitchell moment in the playoff game, a role kind of player.
Freddie's still eating good off of that.
Sure, can have a moment, but this wasn't a moment. This was an entire half. The guy just went nuts and saved the day. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Sixers last night? Do you feel better or worse? All right, Hugh. After the game, after the fallout from last night, do you feel better or worse about their chances to go far?
Better. I'm optimistic, Joe. And I'm optimistic because I saw a team play yesterday. I saw some teammates uplift one of their teammates, and that teammate that they uplifted came up big for him in the clutch moments of the game.
Well,
and that's
Joel
Embiid.
He was brilliant.
Down the stretch, man, he was.
He,
you give me three quarters, I get where everybody's come from. I'm not about to sit here and tell anybody how they feel, but what I saw last night made me optimistic that they're not going to allow him to mope. Because he did a little bit of moping last night.
Well, he did. I mean, Joel Embiid is great at a lot of things. He's also very good at letting us know when he's not himself physically. I mean, some people hide their emotions on their sleeves. He wears his. So we felt that last night. All right, here's where I'm at. I love what I saw out of Nick Nurse late in that game. I'm so glad that Tobias got benched, as he should have gotten benched. They showed a fight. They showed a grit they haven't shown in the playoffs in a long time. But in terms of their title potential, I do not feel better than I did before the game because Joel looks physically worse than I thought he would. And I don't know if it means he retweaked something, if he just was not in the kind of shape he needs to be. I don't know. He just wasn't moving right and wasn't, didn't have the burst. And the only way I think this team could go super far is if Joel Embiid plays at his highest level. He didn't last night again. 215-592-9494. And then there's the Maxey point. And Rhea's right. He's getting a pass. I mean, we need him to be a number two. Really wasn't last night. I mean, they won that game because of Nick Batum. And they won that game because of the way Joel closed it. And they won the game in part because Jimmy Butler got hurt. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. And then we'll let you hear some of what Jalen Hurts said yesterday. Eagles start OTAs. Jalen spoke yesterday. Really interesting listening to him and kind of his demeanor at the press conference yesterday as he gets set for a new season with another offensive coordinator. Let's talk to Black Gritty, who's up on
Black
WIP.
Gritty.
What's up, Black Gritty?
Boo! I just wanted to boo y'all today because I love Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia so much. Like, as much as people say that we're hard, it's because we're knowledgeable. And you know what? When you're trash, you get booed. At home, you get booed.
You get no
and
quarter.
And guess what? Hey, Hugh, take your boy out to get some free chicken. I don't know how you roll in your house. But my daughter got a phone. I got a backup phone. I'm getting a 15-piece today, boy. I'm telling you what.
Hey, send me that credential because I'm going to go get, I feel like I'm going to go get that chicken,
Hey, dog, I got you. I mean, get an iPad. You know, I mean, you can set up a whole bunch of free chickens. I'm not telling you how to cut the game. I'm just letting you know. Your boy out here with a 30-piece.
You know, Black Greedy, we sound so stereotypical right now that we need to stop.
Because we family, Hugh. It's you and me. It's you and BG Radio. Black hockey, black guys, that's what we do. Anyway, back to the game. So this is what normally happens when we get down. You get booed. Joel Embiid's 80%. He's not any better or worse than he was the last seven games he played. It's just when pressure buzz pipes and you put that zone on him and you're double teaming him and you're triple teaming Maxey and he gets that woe is me look on his face like, yo, can anybody hit an open shot so they stop doubling me, please? Kind of look on his face. That's what kills me about Joel, because you're right, he does wear it. So when he wears that and the team is going through what they're going through, like I said, that chicken turned the whole team around. Batum is everything that I was told that other pit bull, PJ Sucker, was supposed to be. Everything I was told PJ was supposed to be and do for me. Wide open corner threes, couldn't hit a nary one of them. You know what I'm saying? Batum over there, that's what you got to do. You got to hit the open shot. Nick Nurse, turn the team around. Coaches, do what you got to do. Max comes on late. Joel Embiid shows up in the fourth quarter, which he usually doesn't do, because when he fades away, he don't come back. But he came back in the fourth quarter. So, yes, moving forward, everybody ain't the Heat. Everybody ain't Jimmy Butler chatting in your ear and talking smack and making you feel emotional and all that kind of stuff. It's the Knicks. You got to go out here and handle business. It is a new day. It is a new dawn. It is a new me. Boo! I love it so much. Joe.
Black Gritty.
Clap your hands, everybody.
We're clapping our hands. Enjoy that chicken, all right, buddy? Enjoy that 30-piece.
Hey, Hugh, go with your boy. I'm rolling deep, bro. Come get this ball.
You guys got to do this.
You got to
go get chicken together.
I refuse to play into the stereotype.
You're the one saying you want the chicken.
I do want the chicken, but I'm not getting no chicken.
Hugh, you got the truck, bro. Pull up on your boy. We're going to load that bad boy up. We might go feed the community, brother.
No.
We might go take care of the community.
No.
It's charity, Black Gritty. We appreciate it. You guys, I like that. You guys go get a bunch of chicken.
No,
the community.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
It's a public service.
Listen, as much as I was excited about it, everybody, like everybody else was about it, I refuse to go out there and get that free chicken.
Turning
I can't
point
do it.
Of the night, bricking for chicken. They outscored him by 11 afterwards.
I think
for the sake of the vibes.
Okay, listen, wait
a second. We wore the overalls for the Phillies. Now we're talking about wearing berets for Nick Batum,
yeah.
And you got to go out there and deliver chicken
long
to the community.
If I'm not in the line, it has to be some other people. It has to be some Caucasians on line, too. It just can't be just me and Black Gritty. It can't be that. We gotta do this. We gotta do the Rainbow Coalition.
Kyle will go get chicken. This guy hasn't turned down a free meal in his life. Come on now.
Where are we going, Hill?
We gonna go get some chicken, man. We gonna go get some chicken. You gotta get it first, though. Then I'ma follow.
What?
I'ma be behind you.
No, hold on. You got this backwards, dude. I stand behind you.
It's the rest. You do have.
Looked at me.
You go first. By the way, you know what we didn't address last segment? One of our callers who said they saw Jimmy Butler in the city yesterday just sitting at a cafe.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, so I believe it was Miles who said it to us. I wasn't going to believe Miles. One, but he does sound kind of trustworthy. But two, If he tell me Jimmy Butler was at, like, I don't know, some random place, I'd say no. Jimmy Butler sounds like the kind of guy that goes to a cafe for coffee in the middle of the day.
He's the type of dude that wants to be seen and heard.
At a cafe, yes, sipping expensive coffee. He's a coffee guy.
And everyone in Philly will recognize Jimmy Butler.
Of course. Right? Well, he was doing the coffee thing in the bubble. Remember that? He was selling, like, special coffee for, like, 20 bucks a
cup. Wasn't he, like, dribbling at 3 in the morning in his hotel room?
There's a lot going on there, yeah.
Like, he wants to be seen and heard.
Yeah, I do believe it. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, you, Joe, Kyle. I want to talk about Embiid's health, but, you know, I know Rhea's gone off the air now, but, you know, in reference to Tobias, you know, I was yelling at the TV to get him off the court, you know, but yet he hit our first basket, you know, two points for us, and out of the 18 that we had, he had four of them, okay? But I saw him at the foul line. If you see the replay of the game, he was at the foul line shooting. He made his first shot, and the second shot he missed. We were down at 12 at the time, and I yelled at the set, you know, I said, you got to make every point, you know. He looked one step away from death. So I know, you know, you think that Nurtz was, you know, covering for him, but I'm telling you, he did not look good. And
do you think he's tired, Joe? I mean, like,
I don't know.
He's a guy that plays a lot of games. He plays a lot of minutes. It's not like he's never gone through the postseason. I just think he stinks right now. I mean, I know he's had a knee injury. I just think Tobias Harris stinks, and the Sixers need to.
He
can't play much. Yeah, no, I
didn't want him to. I didn't want him to start. I would have him coming off the bench.
Sure.
And I would start Reed, especially in this series coming up. But remember in last night's game, Caleb Martin, he had enough time to look down at his feet to see if he was past the three-point line.
Yes, it felt like he was alone in the gym. Yeah, I remember the play.
Right, well, you know who came running over, and he was still 5 feet away? Tobias Harris.
Yeah, I saw
that. I don't know if that was his responsibility. But in reference to Embiid, when he played his last regular season game against Magic and went down, mm-hmm. I took notice that there was a call that the Sixers challenged and won. So they had to have a jump ball. And the 6'10" Isaac out-jumped Embiid for the tap. And even in last night's game, the opening tap, he won the tap with the ball coming down on the ball.
You know, Joe, that's a great great observation. He doesn't have the lift. And Stephen A. said that too.
Now,
Joe, you're right.
He did make that great play, when the three-point play where he tapped the ball, got up, tapped the ball himself without fouling anybody, got the shot off, and then made the foul shot.
Right, Joe. He could do it in spurts, but not for 40. I don't know. Joe, it's a great observation. He doesn't have the lift. Stephen A. said it. Joel needs to be better for them to have a real chance. Last night was awesome. It was fun. Nurse adjusted. Batum, he's getting us to buy berets. I mean, are we going to look on Amazon and get a beret today? I'll get a beret. But they need Joel to be better for this to be real. 215-592-9494 to hop in, react to the Sixers last night. We also had Jalen Hurts speak yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it's usually the biggest story when the quarterback speaks. We had a lot going on with a Sixers playoff game last night. And I do consider that a playoff game. I know it's whatever they call it.
I know a lot of people don't call
it.
They're not feeling
game.
Like it's a playoff
no,
game.
No, it's a playoff
game.
I thought it was. But yesterday Jalen Hurts spoke. Let's listen to some of Jalen, because I thought it was interesting. And really, you know, his demeanor and kind of the tone was interesting yesterday. Jalen Hurts talking about wanting consistency at the offensive coordinator spot now that we have a new coordinator with Kellen Moore.
I think as a player, I definitely yearn for the sustainability and the consistency there. As you know, a coach style serves for his offensive line room. As a quarterback, I yearn for those things in the play caller and the quarterback coach, because you kind of see how consistency in those areas can breed excellence, and his track record kind of shows for that. So that's definitely something that I desire. I find myself in a situation very similar to college in terms of having a constantly revolving, you know, thing and door in terms of coordinators and coaches.
All right, so that was interesting. I mean, this has obviously been his reality.
Very interesting.
It's his reality, but I...
He was truthful. He was forthcoming.
Sure. I don't need to hear the... Like, it almost sounds a little bit like, hey, I wish it was different. Well, part of this is he controlled it last year.
Yes, he did.
If he played better...
Totally agree.
Brian Johnson's probably still here. Now, totally the Steichen agree. Thing, I get it, right? They had success, so Steichen got hired. We're all happy for that. But when you don't play well and they fire the coordinator, we can't sit here and say, well, I wish we had consistency. Well, you got to play better.
Yeah, I thought that. But at the same time, you have to allow... Like, I think a lot of times with Jalen, and this is, I know this is going to piss a lot of people off when I'm going to say this, but you have to allow him to be who he is. He answered the question, the best of his ability. Now, as a fan of the team, would I have liked him not to have said it the way that he said it? Yes. But that's his truth. He was asked a question, and he answered it the way he felt that he should have answered it.
Well, he did. All right, let's say I hear this part too, because this really was more, even more interesting. So talking about the new offense, where he's at right now in terms of learning it, his input. So we're going to play for you what he said about this new offense with Kellen Moore, and then what Ike Reese said yesterday on the afternoon show about that answer. Here was Jalen yesterday on where he is with this new offense and learning it and all that.
I'm just in sponge mode. I'm letting them do what it is they're going to do, and then we kind of adjust from there. You know, I think the thing that we all have to understand is the importance of a foundation in something. And so I want the coaches to, you know, declare their foundation in terms of what they want something to be, how they want it to look. And then obviously you're gonna adjust from there. I think when that foundation isn't as strong as you want it to be, you know, it may not, you know, last as long or be as good in the end. And so that's something that we don't want to happen. So I'm just trusting the process in terms of what they're doing, what Coach Kellen is doing, Coach Doug and everyone. And I'm just being a player, trying to learn as much as I can.
All right, so he's like, hands off, let them handle the offense. Can we hear Ike? Ike had a strong take on this yesterday after listening to it. Ike with Spike yesterday and Jack talking about Jalen's press conference. Here's Ike Reese on Jalen and maybe his role in what should be in building this offense.
What I hear is I'm a player. They're the coaches. When they set forth the plan as to what they want us to do, what they want me to do,
right,
then I'm going to try to go out and execute it to the best of my abilities. Now, we got to remember, the last time he spoke at the end of the season.
Players play, coaches coach.
Man, that's what came to my mind.
Yeah.
Is his comments when he said that coaches coach, players play, GM's GM. Like, I'm a player. So my job is just they give me the instructions and I go out and do it. It sounds more robotic and calculated in the answers versus he's a part of what's going on. You're the face of the franchise. You're the friend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Franchise quarterback. I don't need you to come off as if you're controlling everything, you're running the show, but you are a part of this. And it just feels like he's saying, well, I'm a player. I'm going to let the coaches do what they do. I'm a player, and when they give it to me, I'll try to do my best with it.
I agree with Ike's assessment of it. It feels sometimes like he's detached. It doesn't feel
like – He's very detached.
He's not a part of building the new offense.
But that's who Jalen is in a nutshell. Because there's been more talk about Jalen and his ability to lead more so than I've ever heard about any other quarterback since I played football in ever. Like seriously, I've never, like, to me, like, you might not like a person's leadership style. Like, I always talk about Boomer and how Boomer was Richard.
Esiason.
Boomer Esiason. When he was in New York, he was a Richard. But I say that from a position of being a rookie. And, you know how guys mostly felt about rookies. Boomer was a Richard. But he was a leader. He was a leader. And that was something that I've never heard as many people talk about Jalen Hurts and his leadership style more so than I have these last couple of seasons. Jalen is I think that the person that Jalen is in a press conference is not the person that's in the locker room when it comes to his teammates.
Well, I hope you're right on that, because because that guy would be – it's difficult for me to feel inspired by him. Yeah, I don't feel inspired listening to Jalen talk.
And I get that. And I get that because when fans – like as a fan, because I'm a fan now, but I'm also a former player. But as a fan, when I hear my quarterback talk like that, and I'm getting ready for the season, and I'm like, what the hell? I mean, you don't sound – as enthusiastic, like there were more fans that when I saw on when I, you know, looking at the Instagram, looking at the algorithm
comments,
there were more fans excited about you and Saquon Barkley in the Hoochie Daddy shorts about the season in the beginning of the season.
People were excited about Hoochie Daddy shorts.
They were excited about two dudes, the Squat Brothers, working out with their little short, had their little shorts on. It was just, they didn't even do nothing. They were just standing there, and I see the videos, because the Eagles are, like, everybody's in OTAs now, and I see the videos and the comments of people talking about when they see Saquon Barkley working out and how they're excited about the season. But when you hear Jalen Hurts talk, you don't hear any of that.
Well, it just sounds like he's detached from the process and like, yeah, we'll see what happens here. Kyle, what'd you make of Jalen yesterday? It's been a weird offseason.
It's not inspiring.
Yeah, when you go from where they were at the end of November to where they are now, mm-hmm. It's not been super exciting, other than a signing of Saquon here, you know, a couple brief moments. And I hear the quarterback yesterday, and he's not exactly exuding excitement about this new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and nothing I'm about to say is going to make anybody happy. So I think people should just buckle in. But that really rubbed me the wrong way yesterday, listening to Jalen Hurts. I think the word used to describe him, detached, is the perfect word to use to describe Jalen Hurts. And I'm actually sick of hearing, let him be who he is. You know what, dude? Screw that. Can he fake it for me for once?
Fake it till you make it.
I get that this is a business for him and he wants to be Mr. Stoic. Nothing phases me. You know what? I am the fan. I'm the customer. This is supposed to be entertaining for me. Can he make it seem like for once that Eagles football is fun or it's going to be fun? I wanted to hear some semblance of page turning from how miserable it was last year. He sounded like the same exact dude that he was at the end of the year last year when things sucked. And the answer about Brian Johnson actually pissed me off, because for once I want to hear Jalen Hurts say, you know what? Maybe if I were better, he would still be here.
I was thinking, well,
never get that from him.
Well, that's the part that when he talked about yearning for the same coordinator, again, dude, the reason that the other coordinator's gone is you didn't play.
Get the job. You didn't play well.
Right. You fell off at the end of the year, so they fired the coordinator.
Right. Can I hear one time from him, like, yeah, you know, I'm really excited to get with Kellen Moore, and we're like, I want to hear that. Like the my football team is going to be fun next year.
Well,
it doesn't feel like I'm about to have fun.
Yeah, there were stories last year he didn't love the direction of the offense, but now he's talking about how I'll let them figure out the offense. Yeah, you can't have it both ways.
That is weird. And I'm trying to remember back when Jalen Hurts was on the trajectory, because I got here during the playoff run, and I'm trying to remember some of the press conferences that he had during the playoff run, and. He's the same, like, he's kind. I think the biggest difference is they were winning.
That is the difference, and he was playing great.
Yeah, he was playing great, but he's the same person.
I know.
I think that, you know, we have to be fair in our assessment of him. But yeah, he's the same person.
He is, and he probably always will be. This is the character that he's developed here. But I wonder if it rubs people the wrong way. Like Jalen Hurts' demeanor obviously rubs Kyle the wrong way. I'd like a little bit more accountability. I also would like some excitement for this new offense, whether or not I get it, the coaches are going to design it, but you can have a little excitement there. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your reaction to Jalen Hurts yesterday speaking, and of course the Sixers are big topic today. The Sixers, the win last night, I thought a big adjustment by Nick Nurse. Great coaching in the second half. Batum, the Batum night. We're ordering berets here. I'm actually going to order one.
Nick Nurse.
The Nick Nurse night, the Batum night. But the reality is Joel Embiid is still banged up. You feel better, you feel worse about this team's chance to make a big run. 215-592-9494. Plus, we'll hear what Joel said about him and Maxey not playing their best. You're going to want to hear this, Thax. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA play-in tournament gives teams a chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel could play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Bet on three-pointers made, over-under point totals, first basket score, anything in the game. You can have that for you. Just go to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make every moment more with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.